Emilat Hashem, we're going to start the ninth perek in Maseches Brachos, Daf Nun Daled Omud Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Haroye Mokim Shenase Boy Nisim Le Yisrael, a person who sees a place where miracles were made for the entire Jewish people, Oymer, he makes the bracha, Baruch She'oso Nisim Laviseinu Bamokim Azeh, blessed are you Hashem who has performed miracles for our ancestors in this place. Mokim Shene'ekro Mimenu Avodas Kichovim, a person who sees a place where Avodah Zorah, idolatry, has been uprooted from it, Oymer, he makes a bracha, Baruch She'okar Avodas Kichovim Me'artzeinu, blessed are you Hashem who has uprooted Avodah Zorah from our land. And there's a discussion if and how this bracha is made in a place in Chutz La'aretz, not in Eretz Yisrael, where Avodah Zorah was uprooted. Continues the Mishnah, Al Hazikim, if a person sees Zikin, and we'll see in the Gemara what that means, Val Hazvois, or a person sees, experiences an earthquake, Val Ha'ra'omim, thunder, Val Ha'ruchois, winds, Val Ha'brokim, or lightning, in any of these, Oymer makes the bracha, Baruch Shekoichai Ugvarosai Mole Oilam, blessed are you Hashem, whose strength and might fills the entire world. Continues the Mishnah, Al Hehorim, if you see mountains, Valagvois, hills, Valayamim, seas, Valanohorois, rivers, Valamidborois, or deserts, Oymer Baruch Oisei Bereshis, blessed are you Hashem who made the creation, made the world. Rabbi Yehuda Oymer, Rabbi Yehuda says that there's one thing which is very big and extra choshev, and that's Haroya Es Hayom HaGodel, somebody who sees the big sea and the great sea. We'll have to see what that means. He says, Baruch She'oso Es Hayom HaGodel, a bracha for making the Ukiyainus, the sea that surrounds the entire world. Bizman Shereyu Leprokim, and this is on condition that he doesn't see this all the time. If he sees it at intervals, that means, and we'll see what that means, but the Gemara is going to say, if for 30 days you have not seen the Yam HaGodel, then you can make this bracha on seeing the Yam, and so too the other things mentioned here. Continues the Mishnah, Al HaGeshomim, on rain, Val Basurais Toivois, on other good tidings, particularly good Shmuis, Basurais Oimer, he says, Baruch HaToiv HaMeitiv, blessed are you Hashem who is good and does kindness, does good. Al Basurais Rois Oimer, on bad tidings, when sad and bad things happen, then Baruch Dayan HoEmes, he makes not the bracha of Baruch HaToiv HaMeitiv, he makes the bracha that you Hashem are blessed and you are the true judge. Even though you've judged me and something unfortunate has happened, you're a true judge. Continues the Mishnah, Bono Bayis Chodosh, if somebody built himself a new home, V'kono Kelim Chadoshim, or if he purchased new clothes, Oymer Baruch Shechayonu V'kimonu V'giyonu Lazman Azeh, we bless Hashem who has kept us alive, sustained us and brought us up to this point in time. Mavorich Alaro'o Me'en HaToiva, and the Gemara explains it means as follows, that if something sad happens, even though ultimately it will lead to something good, nonetheless, one makes the bracha of Dayan HaEmes. Val HaToiva Me'en Al Hara, if something good happens, but ultimately it will lead to something sad or something tragic, nonetheless, since at this point it's good, one makes the bracha of Baruch HaToiv V'HaMeitiv. Continues the Mishnah, V'HaTzoyek L'Sha'ovar HaReizu Tfilas Shav. If somebody davens for something that's already happened, it's too late, and he davens as if to say that he wants to change what's already been, is called a tefillah shav, it's a tefillah davened in vain and should not be done. For example, Hoysa ishtoi mu'uberes, vo'oimeri hi rotzein sheteleid ishti zohor, harezu tefillah shav, if somebody's wife is pregnant, and he says, Hashem, may it be your will that my wife should give birth to a boy, or to a girl, or whatever he chooses, it's a tefillah shav. Since his wife is already pregnant, and it's already been decided whether it's a boy or a girl, a davening for one or the other is called a tefillah shav. Hoya bo baderech, another example, if somebody's travelling on the road, v'shoma kol tzvocho be'ir, If somebody hears that there's shouting coming from the town, as he's coming in or out of the town, and he says, Hashem, and he offers a tefillah up to Hashem, saying, I wish it was not in my house. It should be your will that this cry should not be coming from my home. It's a tefillah shav, because wherever it's coming from, it's already been decided, and it's a fact. And to daven that a fact that exists should change is called a tefillah shav. Continues the Mishnah. Hanichnas lekrach mispalil shtayim. Achas b'knisosoy v'achas b'yitziosoy. Somebody who's entering into a dangerous city, one where the leaders of the town are very evil people, then one should offer a tefillah to Hashem when coming into the town, and offer a tefillah when leaving the town. Benazai omer, arba, shtayim b'knisosoy u'shtayim b'yitziosoy. A person should daven two tefillahs when coming in and two when leaving. Noisein hoido al sha'ovar. V'tzoyek ala osid, coming in, going out, when you daven, you should thank Hashem for what's been, for his kindness in the past, and beg Hashem that in the future everything should go smoothly. Continues the Mishnah. Chayev odom levorich al ro'o k'shem she'mevorich al ha'toivo she'nemar. A person is obligated to thank Hashem, to bless Hashem for things that are not so good, exactly the same way as he thanks Hashem for the things that are positive. And where do we learn this out from? A pasuk that we're all familiar with. We say in the Shema, Vo'ahavto es Hashem elikecho b'chol levovcho u'v'chol nafshecho v'chol mo'idecho. You should love Hashem, your God, with your whole heart, with your whole soul, and with all your resources. What do these three things mean? What does it mean, b'chol nafshecho, b'chol mo'idecho, b'chol levovecho? Says the Mishnah, b'chol levovecho b'shnei yitzorecho. Every person in his heart has two inclinations. He has a Yetzer HaTov and a Yetzer Hara. And you should serve Hashem with both of them. B'yetzer Tov u'b'yetzer Hara. U'b'chol nafshecho. What does it mean you should serve Hashem with all your soul? Afilu hu noitel es nafshecho. If serving Hashem requires that you give up your life, and there are some averus that one may not transgress even at risk of losing one's life, then you should love Hashem with your whole soul and be prepared to give up your soul for Hashem. Uvechol mo'idecho. And you should love Hashem with all your resources, with all your money. B'chol mamoincho. With all your money. All your wealth. Dova achir, another way of understanding this pasuk. B'chol ma'idcha, what does b'chol ma'idcha mean? B'chol mida u'mida shuhu ma'idid l'cha. Any measure that Hashem mets out to you, whether something good happens, whether Hashem decides you should have good things happening to you or not such good things happening to you, have a ma'idilo, you should thank Hashem. So you see here clearly that you have to thank Hashem even if he's dealing with you in a way that seems to be bad. Bad for us at the moment. Continues the Mishnah. A person must not act lightheadedly when he's standing opposite the eastern gate of the Beis Hamikdash. Why? The eastern gates was parallel, was aligned opposite all the entrances going into the Beis Hamikdash, into the Azara, into the Ulam, into the Heichal, all the way right through to the Kodesh Kodoshim was one straight line. And therefore, whilst being opposite that entrance that sees straight into the Kodesh Kodoshim, even though you're not even on the Harabayis, you're way outside, you're Keneged Shar HaMizrach, you're beyond the eastern gate of the Harabayis, nonetheless, you should not act there lightheadedly. One should not go into the Temple Mountain, to the Harabayis, with one's stick, or with his shoes, or with the belt in which he carries money, or with dust on his feet. You should not use the Harabayis as a shortcut, called a kapandria. Or a kiko mikal v'chomer. And it goes without saying, it's a kal v'chomer that spitting in the Beis HaMikdash on the Harabayis is strictly osa. Continues the Mishnah. kol choismei brachis sheba mikdosh hoyu oimrim ad ha'oilam. Now, we know that every bracha has a beginning of a bracha, a middle of the bracha, and an end of the bracha. And sometimes there's only a beginning and an end. For example, the fourth bracha of Shmini Esra starts with Ato Choinin L'Odom Das and finishes off Baruch Ato Hashem Choinin Hadoas. Says the Mishnah, the Choismei Brachis, the ending of the brachis in the Beis HaMikdash were not Baruch Ato Hashem Choinin Hadoas, rather they were Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Min Ha'olam V'ad Ha'olam Baruch Choinin Hadoas. That's what they would say in the Beis HaMikdash. And they also did not used to say Amen, but instead of saying Amen, they would say Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchusoi La'ilam Void. So the Mishnah says that initially, the Chosmei Brachis, the end of the Brachis, were Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Min Ha'ilam, and that's it. Just Min Ha'ilam. Some say Ad Ha'ilam, but not more. When the tzedukim and the kofrim would start saying that you're mentioning, you're blessing Hashem, who is Elokei Yisrael min olam, as if there's only one world, there's only this world that we're living in now. And they didn't believe that there's going to be a world of Tchias HaMeisim and olam haba. And therefore it's kinu sheyu oimrim min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam. Then Ezra and the Anshe Knesset HaGdeilo, they instituted that one should finish off not Min Ha'olam, but Min Ha'olam V'ad Ha'olam, that Hashem is the God from this world right until the next world, making it clear that there's no doubt and that we believe that there's not only the world we live in, but there's a world beyond also. Continues the Mishnah. V'iskinu sheye odom shoyel eshloim chaveiroi. Another thing that Ezra instituted was that when a person greets his friend, he is allowed to greet his friend and even encouraged to greet his friend using Hashem's name. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Vehine Boyaz bo mi Beis Lechem. Boyaz came from Beis Lechem. Vayoymer lakuitzrim. And he said to the harvesters, he greeted them and said, Hashem imochem, Hashem is with you. Vayoymeru loy, they responded to him, Yivorechacha Hashem, may Hashem bless you. Vayomer, and there's another pasuk with a similar effect. Hashem imcho giboyer hechoil. The Malach said to Gidoin that Hashem is with you, and referred to him as to Gidoin as a mighty man of valor, a giboyer chayil. So you see that they used Hashem's name when greeting each other. Vayomer, v'al tovuz kizokno imecho. So literally it means, do not shame her, even though your mother is old. But the Chachomim here in the Mishnah understood it means that the Zikne Yisrael, do not shame the Zikne Yisrael, the elders of Klal Yisrael. When you see them acting in a certain way, you should follow the way they're acting. And since Boyaz was one of the Zikne Hadoyer, one of the Zikne Yisrael, one of the elders of Klal Yisrael, he greeted the people with Hashem's name, that's an instruction for us that it's the correct and encouraged way to greet each other. Va'omer, it says in the Pasuk, Eis la'asa is la'Hashem heferu teirosecha. There are times where in order to act for Hashem's sake, heferu teirosecha, then you have to do something that it looks like you are nullifying a halacha in the Torah. And Rav Nosson Omer, that the way to understand the pasuk is as follows: Heferu teirosecha, you can seem to nullify one of the halachas mishum eis lasis Hashem, because it's a time to act for Hashem. And over here, even though using Hashem's name to greet your friend may seem as inappropriate, but since this is the way that Hashem wants us to greet our friends, it's appropriate and even encouraged. And the Mefarshim explain that whereas, according to the Tanakhama, the Pasuk may have been understood that Eis La'aseis La'Hashem, the reason that it's a time to act for Hashem, is because Heferu Teirosecha, because others have nullified the Halacha, And if that was the interpretation, we would not see from there that you're allowed to mention Hashem's name when greeting your friend. However, according to Reb Nosson's interpretation, where we read the Pasuk starting from the end, Heferu Torah Secho, you're allowed to do something that seems to be going against the Halacha, Mishum Eis Lasis Lashem, in order to fulfill Hashem's desire. And from there you see that you're allowed to greet your friend even though you're using Hashem's name. Says the Gemara, Mino Hani Mili, from where do we know that the halacha that the Mishnah started with, that Haroya Mokim Shenasu Boi Nisim Li Yisrael, Oimer Boruch She'oso Nisim Lavoseinu, B'Mokim Hazeh, where do we know that when you see a place that a miracle happened to Klal Yisrael, you have to make a bracha? Says the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, to Omer Kroy, it says in the Pasuk, Vayoymer Yisroi Boruch Hashem, Ashehitzil Vagoymer. Yisroi said, blessed is Hashem who rescued Klal Yisrael from the hands of Mitzrayim. So you see that when a nes happens to Klal Yisrael, one has to give Hashem a bracha. Continues the Gemara, Anissa de Rabbi Mevorachinon, Anissa de Yochid Loy Mevorachinon. From the fact that the Mishnah starts, Haroya Mokim Shenasu Boi Nisim Le Yisrael, if you see a place that miracles happened to Klal Yisrael, so it seems from there that only when miracles happen to the Klal Yisrael as a whole, as a group, then you have to make a bracha. But if a miracle happens to an individual, he doesn't need to make a bracha. That's what it would seem from the Mishnah. And on this, the Gemara asks, "V'ho'ahu gavra dehava ka'ozil ba'avar yamino." There was a person that was traveling through a place called Avar Yamino, Nofal Olei Arya, and suddenly a dangerous lion challenged him, came towards him. Is'avid le nisav is'natzil mine. A miracle happened, and he came away unscathed. He got saved. Also le kamei derava. He came to Rava, Va'omer le, and Rava told him, Kol emes de motis lahasam borich. Whenever you come to the place where you got saved, you should make the bracha, Boruch she'osoni nes v'mokim hazeh. Blessed are you, Hashem, that you did a miracle for me in this place. And he was an individual, it was not the Klal Yisrael. Another story, Mar Barei de Ravina, Hava ka'ozil bepatka da'arovis. Mar Bar Avina, he was going in the valley of Arovis. V'tzoch olamayo, he was extremely thirsty. Is'avid le'nissa, a miracle happened. Ibra le'eino demaya, v'ishte, a well from which he could get drinking water from, was created for him by miracle, and he had what to drink from. V'suzimna, there was another incident with Mar Barei de Ravina. Hava ka'ozil baristika de Mechayza. He was going through the marketplace in a place called Mechayza. V'nofal alei gamlo pritza. And a wild camel, a dangerous camel, came roaring towards him, and he was in danger. Isparka le ashisa. And just at that moment, a wall collapsed, a wall of a house. Ol le gavar, and that way he could go into the house, which the wall now had a breach in it, and he got saved from this camel. Kimoto la Arovis, from then on, every time that he came to this place called Arovis, he would make a bracha. Which bracha? Boruch she'oso li nes ba'arovis uvegomel. He blessed Hashem for having made the miracle for him in Arovis, which is where the well was made for him, and he also mentioned Uba Gomel and the camel that happened to happen, not in the place of Arovis, it happened in Mechayzob. He would mention both miracles together. Kimoto l'aristika de Mechayzob, when he came to the marketplaces of Mechayzob, Brich Boruch she'oso li nes ba Gomel Uba Arovis, he made the same bracha, but since he was in the place of Mechayzob, therefore, he first mentioned the miracle that happened with the camel, and only afterwards he mentioned the miracle of the well that happened in Arovis. But either way, from these incidents we see that even an individual, when a nes happens to him, he has to make a bracha. And this is contrary to what it would seem in the Mishnah, that you only have to make a bracha when nisim happened to Klal Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Omri, they answered as follows, Aniso de Rabim, if a miracle happens to a whole group, to the masses, Kule Alma Mechayev Levorich, every Yisrael that comes there, always has to make the bracha, even if you happen not to have been there and been saved in the miracle. Anisa de yachid, however, if a miracle happens to an individual, ihu chayev levaruchi, then only this individual that got saved has to make the bracha. Continues the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon, Horoye ma'abrois hayom, if somebody sees the place where Klal Yisrael went through the Yam Suf, u'ma'abrois hayardein, or the place where Klal Yisrael crossed the Jordan River when they came into Eretz Yisrael at the end of the 40 years in the desert, ma'abrois nachle arnoin, or the place where they crossed the canyons of Arnoin, we'll soon see what happened there, avnei Algovish b'moyreid beis chorin, or somebody who sees the stones of Algovish, which we'll soon see what that means, in the descents of beis chorin, ve'even shebikesh lizroik oig melech haboshon ad Yisrael, or if somebody sees that major stone that oig melech haboshon intended to throw onto Klal Yisrael, ve'even sheyoshav oleo moishe b'shor she'osu Yeshua melchomo ba'amolik, we know that Yeshua was engaged in a war with Amalek, and they were successful in defeating Amalek all the while that Moshe's hands were lifted up towards the heaven. At some point, Moshe could not hold his hands up anymore, and Aaron and Hur had to hold up his hands. And in order for them to be able to reach Moshe's hands, he was very tall, Moshe had to sit down. So that stone that Moshe sat on whilst they were holding his hands, and therefore winning the war against Amalek, reminded them of this miracle. V'ishtei sheloit, or if somebody sees the wife of Loit, and she turned into a pillar of salt, as we'll see, v'choymas yereichoi shenivla'o b'mekoymo, or the walls of Yerichoi that got swallowed up before Klal Yisrael entered Yerichoi, al kulon tzorich sheyitein hoido v'shevach lifnei amokim, if one sees any of these eight places which were great miracles, one must give thanks and praise to Hashem. And the Gemara is going to explain. Bishleim ma'abrois hayom, I can understand if you see the place that Klal Yisrael went through the Yam Suf. Tichsiv, it says explicitly in the pasuk, Vayovoyu b'nei Yisrael b'soich hayom b'yabosho. Klal Yisrael, when they entered the sea, they were on dry land. Ma'abrois hayardin, when they crossed the Jordan River. Also, the Chassid says in the pasuk, "Vayamdu haKohanim noisei haOrin bris Hashem." The Kohanim who were carrying the Orin, the Ark that had the Luchos inside it, bechorova, besoich hayardein hochin. They were standing firmly on dry ground, even though they were in the river. V'chol Yisrael oivrim bechorova, and all of Klal Yisrael went through the river on dry land. Until the entire Klal Yisrael finished going across the Yarden. So it's explicit pasuk, then everybody knows that these are places that tremendous miracles happened to Klal Yisrael. Elom ma'abrois nachle arnoin minolon. How do we know that a miracle happened at the crossings of the canyons of Arnoin? Says the Gemara d'Chsiv, it's a pasuk. The pasuk says, Alkein ye omer b'sefer milchamois Hashem. It is recorded in the book that where all the wars were recorded. Esvohev basufa v'goymer. This is referring to vohev basufa. What does that mean? Says the Gemara Tana. We learnt in a brisa. Esvohev basufa. What does that mean? Shnei mitzuroin hayu. There were two people who were mitzuroim. They had leprosy, they had tzaras. One was called Ace, and one was called Hav. Ace and Hav. Basufa, they were at the end of the camps. To have a mahalchim basayif machne Yisrael, they were at the end of the camps of Klal Yisrael. Ki have a kachol for Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael were about to pass through the canyons of Arnoin, osu amiroi. The Amiroim came and they wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael. Ovdu lohoin nukiroisa. They borrowed caves into the mountain sides for themselves to hide in. Vetoshu bohoin, they hid in these caves. Omri, and they said to themselves, Ki cholfu Yisrael hocha, when Klal Yisrael gonna pass through the canyons in the valley between these two hills, between these two mountains, Naktalinon, we'll kill them, we'll shoot arrows at them, we'll throw stones down at them. V'loi hava yodi, but what they didn't know was the oroin hava mazgei kamayud Yisrael, that the oroin, which had the luchis inside it, was travelling in front of Klal Yisrael. V'hava meimich lehu turei mikamayu. And any mountains that got in Klal Yisrael's way, instead of having to climb the mountains and climb down, which would be very difficult for so many people, the Oroin actually levelled out the whole mountain area in front of them. If there was a mountain in the way, it got levelled down, it got pushed aside. But Klal Yisrael just went on a straight journey. Kiven da'osi Oroin, as soon as the Oroin, which Klal Yisrael were carrying, came to the canyons of Arnoin, to the Nachle Arnoin, idabku ture behada adodi, the two mountains, on one on each side of the canyon, cleaved together, v'katlinon, and killed all the amiroim that were in them. V'nochas demayu le'nachle Arnoin, and their blood flowed down into the canyons of Arnon, into the Nachle Arnoin. Ki osu es vohev, when these two people, Es and Hev, came, and they were at the back, Chozu domo de konofik mibein natura, they saw the blood oozing out from between the two mountains. Osu v'omrilu l'Yisrael, they came and told Klal Yisrael what they had witnessed. V'omru shira, and they said, praise to Hashem. Haynu d'chsiv, that's what it says in the Pasuk. V'eshed hanacholim, and the outpour of the necholim, which means the blood that poured into these canyons, ashenoto lesheves or v'nishon legvul, consequent to the fact that the mountains that were closer to one side, to Or, they leaned onto the gvul, onto the mountains on the other side, they merged together and killed the amiroim. And from this pasuk you see that there's evidence, and we know now that there was a tremendous miracle that happened to Klal Yisrael in the Nachle Arnoim. And therefore, if somebody sees that place where Klal Yisrael witnessed this ness, one has to make a bracha to Hashem. Continues the Gemara. Avnei Algovish. We saw in the Brisa that if somebody sees those stones of Algovish, we'll see in a minute what they are, in the descents of Beis Choron, then he has to make a bracha, because it was a great miracle happened with those stones. Asks the Gemara, my Avnei Algovish, what are these stones called Algovish? Tana, we saw in the Brisa, Avonim she'omdu Algav Ish, v'yordu Algav Ish. The word Algovish can read Al-Gav Ish, and Al-Gav Ish, literally translated, means on the back of a person, but what it means here is for the sake of a person. A person is called Ish, a man. So there was stones that stood for the sake of a person, and then there was the same stones that they descended for the sake of a person. What's going on here? Says the Braisa. Omdu Algav Ish. What are these stones that stood still because of a person referred to as Ish? Zeh Moshe. This is referring to Moshe. Dechsiv, it says in the Pasuk, V'ha'ish Moshe Onov Mo'id. Moshe was very humble, and he's referred to as an Ish. So something to do with Moshe made stones stand. What was that? Uchsiv, it says in the Pasuk, V'yachdilu ha'koylois v'haborod, Umotor loy nitach arzo. When in the plague of hail, of borod, then there were big stones of borod that were coming down from heaven, then it says at the end of the Makkah, it says that the thunder and the hail ceased, and the rain did not reach the earth, which means that the borod that was mid-air stopped in mid-air. The end of the Makkah came, and Hashem is not bound to gravity or anything like that. Since the Makkah is now destined to end, the stones stopped mid-air and did not reach their destination. Yordu al-Gav Ish, but those stones later did descend for the sake of another person referred to as Ish. Who else is referred to Ish? Zu Yeshua. This is referring to Yeshua, d'chsiv, as it says in the Pasuk, Kach lecho es Yeshua binun ish asher ruach boy. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, take Yeshua binun, a person referred to as Ish, who has the spirit to lead Klal Yisrael. Uchsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Vayhi benos'om mipnei Yisrael heim b'moirad beis chayron, v'achshem hishlich aleim avonim gedoilis. When they fled, the enemies fled from Klal Yisrael, and they were in the descent of Beis Chayron, then Hashem threw on the enemy these very, very large stones. And these were the stones of the Borod that stood mid-air because of Moshe Rabbeinu. They now destroyed the enemies in the merit of Yeshua bin Nun. And if one sees these stones in the descent of Beis Chayron, then one has to make a bracha. Continues the Gemara. Even Shabikesh Oig Melech Habosh on Israel Kal Yisrael, the Brisa says, if you see the stone that Oig Melech Habosh on, who's a huge giant, wanted to throw onto Klal Yisrael, you have to make a brocha. What ness happened with this stone? Says the Gemara. Gemara Gmirilo, we have a tradition from when the miracle happened. Omar Machne Yisrael Kamahava. Oig, who was an enemy of Klal Yisrael, he said to himself, how big are the camps of Klal Yisrael? Tlosa parasi, they are 3 parasi square. 3 by 3 parasi, that's between 2.5 and 3 miles square. Ezel v'iakir tura bar tlosa parasi. This oik, he uprooted a mountain the size of the entire camps of Klal Yisrael. V'ishti alayu v'akdilinu. He said, I'm going to throw this stone onto Klal Yisrael and kill them. Ozal, Okar, Tura, he was true to his word. He uprooted a big mountain, Barat Losa Parasoi, the size of 3 square parasa. V'aisal Reisha, he lifted it up over his head. V'aisa Kuchabrihu Ale Kamtzi. What did Hashem do? Hashem brought these tiny little ants, a whole flock of ants, and they quickly burrowed a hole through the mountain, whilst he was holding this stone, this mountain, over his head. V'nokvua, they managed to make it to burrow a hole right through the mountain. V'nochiz b'tzavori, and since there was a big hole in the mountain now, the mountain fell down onto his shoulders, around his neck. Have a boy l'mishlefei, he wanted to remove this mountain from around his neck. And Hashem did another miracle. Moshe shinei lahaygisei ulahaygisei. His teeth suddenly extended beyond the mountain and through the mountain on one side and the other side. V'lemotzi lemishlefei. And therefore he could not remove the mountain from around his neck. V'haynu d'chsiv. This is what's written in the Pasuk. Shinei rishoim shibarto. The literal translation of that is that Hashem broke the teeth of the rishoim. Ukadur Shimon ben Lokish, however, Reb Shimon ben Lokish explains this pasuk. Dom Reb Shimon ben Lokish, May dechsiv shinei rishoyim shibarto, al tikri shibarto. Don't read it just as meaning shibarto, that you broke the teeth of rishoyim. Rather, eloshir vavto, you extended the teeth of the rishoyim. Which rosha did you extend his teeth? The teeth of Oig Melech Habashan. What happened next? Moshe Kamahava, how tall was Moshe Rabbeinu? We mentioned before that Moshe was very tall. How tall was he? Eser Amos. He was the same height as the Mishkan. He was 10 Amos high. Shokil Nargo Bas Eser Amin. He took an axe that was 10 Amos long. Shvar Eser Amin. He jumped 10 Amos towards Oig Melech Habashon. Umachye Bekarsule Vekatle. He hit Oig Melech Habashon on his ankle. Consequent to that, Oig fell down, and falling down from such a distance, he was so tall and so huge, he died when he fell down. He got killed, or Moshe killed him. Either way, that was the end of Oig Melech Habashon. And somebody who sees this stone that Oig lifted up, and Hashem did a miracle that the ants burrowed the hole through it, and another miracle that his teeth extended to stop him removing the mountain off his neck, when one sees this stone, one has to make a bracha. Continues the Gemara. Ve'even sheyoshav oleo Moshe. If somebody sees the stone on which Moshe Rabbeinu sat during the war with Amalek, the Brisa says you have to make a bracha. Says the Gemara, d'chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, v'idei Moshe kvedim, Moshe's hands grew heavy, v'yikhu even v'yisimu tachtov, they took a stone and put it underneath Moshe Rabbeinu, ve'yoshav oleo, and Moshe sat on the stone. And if one sees that stone, one has to make a bracha. Continues the Gemara. V'ishtoi shel Loit. The Brisa says that if you see the wife of Loit, one has to make a bracha. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, Vatabit ishtoi me'achirov, his wife, Loif's wife, looked behind him. Vatihi netziv melech, she became a pillar of salt. She was told, do not look behind you as Hashem is turning over Sodom. She did look, and she got punished immediately by turning into a pillar of salt. If you see that pillar of salt, you have to make a bracha. Continues the Gemara, V'choy mas yerichoy shenivla, the Brisa says, if you see the walls of yerichoy that got swallowed into the ground, you have to make a bracha. It says in the pasuk, V'tipoil hachoymo tachteha, the wall fell in its place, and that would mean that it got swallowed into the ground, and that's a huge miracle, and therefore one makes a bracha when seeing this wall. Asks the Gemara, Bishlei Mekulhu Nisa, I understand all the miracles mentioned in the Braisa. You have to make a bracha. A miracle happened. Elo ishtei sheloit puranisohu. What happened to Loif's wife, that she became a pillar of salt, it was indeed a miracle, but it was a punishment. Since when do you make a bracha blessing Hashem for punishing somebody? Says the Gemara, Do Omar Baruch Dayan Ho'emes. Indeed, the bracha you make when seeing Loif's wife is the bracha of Baruch Dayan Ho'emes. Asks the Gemara, the Brisa says explicitly that when you see these eight things, you should praise and thank Hashem. It doesn't seem to mean the brach of Dayan Ho'emes. Says the Gemara, Toni, a loit val ishtoi, what the Brisa means to say is that if you see loit and his wife, mevarchin shtayim, you make two brachas. Al ishtoi oimer baruch Dayan Ho'emes. When you see his wife, you make a bracha of Baruch Dayan Ho'emes. You see the punishment that happened to her. V'aloit, but when you see loit, then you make the bracha, which is praise and thanks to Hashem. What bracha do you make? Baruch Zoicher es HaTzadikim. Avraham Avinu was called a tzadik, not the first time in Maseches Brachas. And when you it was Hashem remembered the righteousness of Avraham Avinu, and in that schus, he saved his nephew Loit. And that's the bracha that you make when seeing Loit and his wife, and indeed that bracha is a praise and thanks to Hashem. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu b'shas kasui shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when Hashem, so to speak, is displaying anger, Zoicher es HaTzadikim, he remembers the righteous, Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Vayihi b'shachis Elohim es Ori HaKikor, as Hashem was destroying the Ori HaKikor, the cities around Sodom, Vayizkor Elohim es Avraham, Hashem remembered Avraham, who was a great tzaddik, Vayishalach es Loit mitoicha afecha, and he arranged that Loit should be removed from Sodom that was being turned over. Continues the Gemara. We mentioned in the Braisa that you have to make a bracha when you see the walls of Yerichoy that got swallowed into the ground. Asks the Gemara, V'choymas Yerichoy Nivla, the walls of Yerichoy were swallowed, V'anafla, they fell down. Shenemar, as it says, V'yihi kishmoya ha'om eskoil ha'shoifar, when the people heard the sound of the shoifar, V'yuriu ha'om trua g'doyla, and the people cried out a very loud, a very great cry, but tipoil hachoimo tachteo, and the wall fell in its place. So it's true that the word tachteo, in its place, seems to mean that it fell down in its place, which means that it got swallowed down, but tipoil means it fell. What do you mean it fell? Did it get swallowed or did it fall? Says the Gemara, kivon de pusio veruma ki hadodi ninhu, since the width of this wall and the height of the wall were the same, Mishumhacha ibalo blui, it wouldn't help to topple the wall, because it will be the same height as it was before it was toppled. And since we know it's taken for granted that this wall was as high as it was wide, and we know that the wall fell, it must be that that's the proof that, or that's the reason that the wall had to get swallowed in, and that's how it fell. It fell not on its side, because that wouldn't be called falling, it wouldn't help. It got swallowed into the ground. Continues the Gemara. Now that we've discussed some of the places where miracles happen, and we have to make a bracha, we're now going to discuss different people that survive certain dangers that they have to consequent to that make a bracha. Says the Gemara, Omar of Yehuda Omar Rav, Arba'a tzrichin lehoidois, four types of people that are saved from a dangerous situation, they have to give special thank you to Hashem. Yordayom, the people who go down to sea, the sailors, Holchim midboris, those that go through the deserts, the wilderness, Umishaya choylev in Israpeh, somebody who was very ill and became well, Umishaya chovosh babesu asurim, somebody that was imprisoned, v'yotza, and he got released from prison. And the Gemara is going to explain from where we learn that these four have to give a special hoidah to Hashem. Yerde hayom minolon. Where do we know that people who are going out to sea, sailors, that they have to make a special hoidah when they come back to the land? And the truth is that all these four are learnt from the same perek in Tehillim, perek kuvzayin. Tchsiv, it says in the pasuk, Yerde hayom ba'onios. Those sailors who are going down to sea on ships, Heima ro'u ma'ase Hashem. They've seen the tremendous deeds of Hashem. Va'omer, and it says in the pasuk further, Vayamid ruach sa'ora, and he raised a very stormy wind. Ya'alu shamayim yerdu tohimois. They rise up to the heavens and they descend down into the depths. Va'omer, and the pasuk there continues, Yachoygu v'yanoyu v'yanu'u kashikir. They reel and stagger like a drunkard at sea in a storm. Va'omer, and then the pasukim carry on, Va'yitzaku el Hashem batzar lohem umimetzukoisem yitzim. They cried out to Hashem whilst in distress, and Hashem would take them out of their stressful situation. Va'omer, and the pasuk carries on, Yokim Sa'ora Lidmomo, Hashem would stop the storm and he would restore the sea to its regular calmness. Va'omer, and the pasuk carries on, Vayismachu vi yishtoiku, and these sailors, they would rejoice when the waves, when the sea became calm, quiet. Va'omer, and it says after that, Yoidu Hashem Chazdoi, they would give thanks to Hashem, v'nifloisov Livne Adam, for his kindness and the miracles he does for people. So you see from there that the sailors, who are often at great risk from the storms, when they come back to land and they are saved, they have to say thank you to Hashem. Continues the Gemara, Hoylchei midborois minolon. Where do you know that those who are going to the desert and they get saved from the dangers of wilderness, of desert, they have to make a hoidah and thank Hashem? Tichsiv, it says in the pasuk, Ta'u bamidbor bishimoin derech. They wandered in the desert, in the desolation, Ir moishav loimotso, and they did not find any inhibited city or town. Vayitzaku al Hashem, they cried to Hashem, Vayadrichem b'derech yeshara, and Hashem led them on a straight path. Yoidu l'Hashem chazdoi, let them give thanks to Hashem for his kindness, for saving them and getting out of the desert alive. Continues the Gemara, Mi shecholov nisrape, what's the source that somebody that was very sick and got healed has to thank Hashem? The Chsivit says in the pasuk, Evilim miderech pisham umeavinu yseem yisanu. Those fools, because of their averus and the bad things they were doing, yisanu, they got afflicted, they became sick. Kol oichel tosayiv nafsham v'goymer, they became so sick that they didn't even want to eat anymore. They abhorred all food. Vayitzaku el Hashem batzar lehem, and they cried out to Hashem in their distress. Yishlach dvoroi vayirpoim, Hashem sends down his word and cures them. Yoidu l'Hashem chazdoi. And then the pasuk says that they give thank you to Hashem. Continues the Gemara, Mishahaya chovosh v'beisu asurim. If somebody was a prisoner, was held captive in a prison, and he got saved, he got let out, released, minolon, where do we know that he has to say hoida? Says the Gemara, d'chsiv, yoishvei choyshech v'talmoves. Those who sit in darkness, in the shadow of death, etc. Kihimru imrei keil V'goymer, because they rebelled against Hashem's words. V'oymer, and it says further in the Psukim, V'yachna b'omol libom v'goymer, he humbled their hearts with difficult work, with labor. V'oymer, and the Psukim carry on, V'yizaku el Hashem batzar lohem, they would cry out to Hashem from distress. V'oymer, and the Psukim say, Yoitziyem mechoyshech v'tzalmoves, Hashem would take them out of the darkness and out of the shadow of death. V'oymer, yoidu l'Hashem chazdoy, and then the Pasuk says that they would thank Hashem for his kindness and saving them from the prisons. Says the Gemara, Mai Mevorich, what is the bracha of Hoidah that these four people have to make? Omer of Yehuda, Baruch goymil chasodim tovim. The bracha is that we bless you, Hashem, who bestows chasodim, kindness, good kindness, beneficial kindness to the people. Abaye Omar. Abaye says, V'tzorich lo iduye kame asoro. These four that are mchuyev lehoidois, they have to say the hoidah, they have to say this bracha of goymil chasodim tovim in the company, in the presence of 10 people. Tichsiv, as it says in the pasuk, V'yroimemuhu bikhal om v'goymer. When do you exalt Hashem? In the assembly of people. What's called an assembly of people? When there's 10? Marzutra Omer. Marzutra adds, Utrein minayhu rabbonon. Two of those 10 have to be learned people, have to be Talmidei Chachomim. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, Uvamoyshav zkenim yihaluluhu. That when one praises Hashem, it's in a gathering of elders. So it must be that zkenim is two. It's a plural tense. There must be at least two zkenim, two elders in that group of 10 people. Maskif lo Ravashi. Ravashi asks, Ve'ema kulhu rabbonon. Maybe you need to have all 10 have to be chachomim. Because in one Pasuk it says that you need kahal, you need an assembly of 10. In another place it says, Ubamoyshav zkenim, that they have to be elders. Maybe the whole group have to be elders. Says the Gemara, Miksiv bekahal zkenim. It doesn't say that you have to praise Hashem in an assembly of elders. It says Bekal Omksiv, an assembly of people, even regular people. Just since the Pasuk says of a Moishav's Kainim Yalulu, there has to be at least two elders amongst them. Asks the Gemara Ve'ema Be'asoro Sha'or Ama Utrei Rabbonon. Maybe the 10 can be regular people, but besides for the 10 regular people, you need another two which are Chachomim. Who said that two of the 10 have to be sages? Maybe besides for 10, you need two sages. Says the Gemara Kashya, you're right, I don't know why, what the source is, that that's not a necessity. Continues the Gemara, Rav Yehuda cholash ve'itpach. Rav Yehuda became ill, and it seems that they were worried for his life, and he recovered, itpach. Ol legabei Rav Chona Bagdosa v'rabonon. Rav Chona of Baghdad and the Chachomim went up to visit Rav Yehuda after he recovered. Omri Leh, they said to him, Brich Rachmona de Yoavoch Nialon. Blessed is Hashem, who's very merciful. Hashem is called Rachmona because of his mercy, who has given you back to us. V'lo Yoavoch Le'afro. And he didn't give you to the earth where we were nervous that you would pass away and then we would bury you. And instead of that, Hashem had mercy and he gave you back to us. Omer Luhu, Rav Yehuda said to the Rav Chona of Baghdad and the Rabbonon, he said, Patartun Yossi Miloidue. I had a chiyuv, I was sick, and I had a requirement to say Hoidah, to praise Hashem, and now that you said these words of Brich Rachmona de Yavach Nialon, then I was Yaitza, I fulfilled my requirement. Asks the Gemara of Omar Abaye, Boyo Iduye Ba'ape Asara. Did Abaye not say that you have to do Hoidah in front of 10 people? Says the Gemara, Dehava Be'asara. There were 10 people there. Asks the Gemara, Ihu Loika Moida. He didn't give thank you. It wasn't Rav Yehuda that gave the thanks. It was Rav Chona of Baghdad and the Chachomim who gave thanks to Hashem. Says the Gemara, Loi Tzorich. He doesn't have to have said the bracha of Hagoyme Lechayovim Toivois. The Oni Basrai Hu Omen. It's sufficient if somebody else says the thanks and Rav Yehuda, or the sick person who has recovered, just says Omen. Continues the Gemara. Omer Rav Yehuda, Shloisha Tzrichim Shimur. There are three people that need protection. Veiluhen Choyle, a sick person, who's in a vulnerable situation and at risk of all sorts of spirits and other powers causing them harm. And therefore, they need protection. Chosn, a bridegroom, who the Yetzirah is very jealous of them. Vekala, and a bride, they need Shmira. And as we know, a Chosn, a Kala, we don't let them go out on their own. Another Braisa, B'masnita Tona, Choyle, a Choyle needs protection. Chaya, a woman that's just given birth, also needs protection. She's also in a vulnerable situation. Chosn, a bridegroom, Vekala, and a bride, they all need protection. The same as the what Rav Yehuda said, just they added on, in the Braisa was added on, the Chaya, the woman that had given birth. V'yesh oimim, others say, af ovil, somebody who's mourning for a close relative that passed away, he also needs protection. V'yesh oimim, others say, af tamidei chachomim, balaylo, tamidei chachomim, learned people that the Yetzirah is very jealous of them, or very anxious and not happy with them because Talmidei Chachamim are doing what Hashem wants. The Yetzirah wants us to go against what Hashem wants. So these Talmidei Chachamim at night also need a special protection. And in Mirtz Hashem, in the next Shia, we're going to start the next Gemara.